Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you need to have a tough conversation with someone? Well, today I'm going to share some pointers with you on this. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast. And make sure you stay until the end because I have an additional bonus point for you then. So I've recently had a very tough conversation with some close ones, and I just want to point out that I was fearful, I was nervous about it. We're all human beings at the end of the day, and there's never a point when we don't have zero negative emotions or challenges. It's just about how we deal with them that counts. And I realised for me, I wanted to talk about this today because it was a tough conversation, but it would have been tougher just keeping it to myself and not sharing it. Now, there's a right way to approach a tough conversation, of which I'm going to go over today. Yet, as human beings, most of us have a huge worry about what others think, the majority of people I've met. Now, there are some people who care less about what others think, not in a way that they don't care about others, more in a way that they've been able to develop the right psychology in the way they think about themselves, others, and the world, so therefore they get less fazed when someone disagrees with them. Now, I know there's all these different personality types and these kind of things. Yet, there is a way for you to be able to be more confident in going into tough conversations, which I'm going to share you today. Now, of course, you actually have to have the conversation, and it's never going to be like easy and zero fear. It's just once you do it, you'll get more confidence from doing the thing you're nervous about, like anything in life. And this is one of my biggest annoyances, that people think there are some people with no fear. No human being is fearless. They're just, unless they've got some kind of disorder whereby the fear part of their brain's not working properly. There are just human beings who fear less as they've trained themselves to go through certain ways in life. Now, how is it serving you? How is it serving you going by someone else's agenda and not being able to do what you really wanted to do in life? Well, it didn't help me, and that's what I wanted to share today, how to go into a tough conversation. And I'm going to go into those steps in a moment. I'd love to tell you about a health product I use literally every day. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more lasting energy to charge me for my super busy days, physically for working out and mentally for the challenges of the day. Oh, a man has it over-delivered. With AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you get your day right. I grab mine in the morning. It suits me to save significantly on time and get the high quality sources I need to feel my best. It tastes amazingly refreshing too. No disgusting aftertaste. Your subscription comes with a year's supply of vitamin D, which is so important to add in winter months when we don't get as much sunlight. Oh, and don't just take my word for it. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews. You can take advantage and prioritize your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/pardo. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/pardo to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Okay, so what are these steps? Let's go through these three points that I wanted to share with you today. So the first thing is write down 1 to 3 points that you want to get across in your tough conversation. You can't just go into a conversation and not know what the outcome is and then expect it to go right. How do you know what you're aiming for? How do you know what you want to say? So write down 1 to 3 points. Ideally, not more than 3, but if you really have to, maximum 5, because the more points you have to try and get across, the more difficult it's going to be. That's why I say 1 to 3. Write down those points you would like to get across. The second point is realize you can only influence other people. You cannot control them. I've read books when people have been in prison, And even then, other people weren't completely in control of them because they could think for themselves. Now, we're not talking about prison or the worst circumstances here, although I would recommend going and reading the book Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl, who really shows what humans are capable of in their mind, even when they're in the toughest conversations. He's a man in the worst circumstances in prison, yet he looked for the right meaning out of it, how he could be an example to other people. You can never control another human being, even in those circumstances. So why do you think you can control another human being from what you say? You cannot control their thoughts and feelings and actions. You can only influence them. So realize that. People put too much pressure on themselves to make sure the other person agrees with them 100%. Nobody's going to agree with you 100%. That's not how life works. You can only influence other people. When you realize that, that's when life gets better, because you focus on what you can do, control, and that's your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And then the third one is getting the right physiology. Put your body into a position that makes you confident. A traditional one is the power pose. Amy Cuddy, a social psychologist, did a talk on this. So that's just standing in a Wonder Woman or Superman pose. So if you can get yourself into a confident body language, or Google confident body language, you'll be able to go into situations more confident, because biochemically, your body produces different chemicals when you're in more positive, confident state. So therefore, you go into situations feeling like that. So which one of those are you going to take away and take into your tough conversation? And remember this, you can't think your way through it. You actually have to go through the tough conversation, like I did the other day. And it was tough. We didn't agree on everything, but we went through it. And we were glad we were transparent with one another. So my additional point for you today is say it out loud. This sounds so simple, yet I know a lot of people don't do this. We put practice things in our head, but our head's scrambled up with all sorts of stuff. And actually, when you project something out loud, it's a lot different from what it sounds like in your head. You've probably heard someone say that before, right? Maybe you've even said it, oh, that sounded a lot different in my head. Well, the more you can practice verbalizing something, the more confident you're going to be when you come to the actual situation. So just whisper it to yourself if you need to, out loud, what point you're going to get across in the conversation. Okay, so those are the main points. I wanted to keep it short and simple for you today in terms of how to have tough conversations. So thank you so much for listening today and working on you, and therefore impacting on other people too. If you've enjoyed today, I really appreciate a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. If you've done so already, thank you so much. And remember, work on your self-confidence every single day.